this was my experience growing up as a child, and I thought there was something wrong with me. Like, I thought that while all the other girls were like dreaming of their wedding and dreaming of relationships, I, from a very early age, was like labeled like a cold bitch and like a man eater because I didn't dream of my wedding. I was not very romantic. I wasn't very interested in dating. And my mom would ask me when I got to high school and I got to be like dating age, my mom was always like, why don't you have a boyfriend? Why don't you have a boyfriend? Like, why are you interested in boys? And I always reply to her like, mom, if I wanted a toddler, I would have one. If I wanted a puppy, I would get one. Because I watched my mom do this thing. I watched my mom, not only was my mom a career woman, she was the breadwinner for most of our lives. My dad was sweet, he was sensitive, he was like the artist type, but like, I couldn't f-ing keep a job like half of the time. And my mom, you know, bootstrapped it up and made sure she knew that like, she had to put food on the table for us. She was the one that worked hard. And my dad was a good father. Like, he was good at raising kids, but he still had internalized misogyny, and he would constantly complain about things that I think he expected my mother to do because she was a wife. For example, he would complain that the house was messy. He'd be like, oh, your mom like comes home and just like throws mail on the table, like, you know, the house is a mess or whatever. And I remember being very young and thinking like, so clean it. The house is dirty, so clean it. You're at home all day. Like, mom is at work busting her ass to put food on the table. How dare you criticize her for like being messy when she gets home? She doesn't have time. She's at work, like paying for your ass. And so I didn't have a lot of respect for my father growing up. And it's not because I didn't have a lot of respect for stay-at-home dads, but, you know, like, I didn't have a lot of respect for someone who got to stay home, raise the kids, and then complained that she wasn't doing both jobs. Like, it was his lack of respect for her that translated to my lack of respect for him. And so I really watched my mom carry the load for our entire family, for everything, and then I grew up with the idea that men were just big babies. They were just big babies that you had to take care of, that, like, you had to, like, entertain them, and you had to cook for them, and you had to clean for them, and then you had to, like, you'd have to, like, go to work, too. So I was just like, what the fuck is the point of having a boyfriend? And I think a lot of girls in my generation watch their mom do the same thing and feel the same way. They're like, yeah, I'm not doing that. I'm not signing up for that.
What the hell are you?
The way she described her father is exactly what women have been done for thousands of years. They were housewives. And housewives will get very angry if you make a mess in the house that they clean. The real problem here is that she never had respect for her father as a house dad. We live in a society that if a woman is a housewife, then she's a hero. But if a man is a house dad, then he's a loser. No double standards here, right? Even more, the source of this kind of prejudice is not men. Most men would love to have a housewife in their houses and would never like to be treated as a loser if he became a house dad. The prejudice against housewives comes mostly from women. Women today can't stand the idea to become one.
Hey, how are things going since becoming a mom? It's been a lot, I'm not gonna lie, but we love our baby so much, but it's been quite an adjustment. Yeah, I bet. So, I heard you left your job. Why? Well, it just didn't make sense for me to stay at a job where I would basically be breaking even with us having to put baby in childcare. Okay, but like, did you even try asking for a raise? I mean, not that that's any of your business, but yes, I did. They couldn't give me a raise, and so I would almost be losing money if I had to pay for childcare, especially with how expensive everything's becoming. And thankfully, we're in a place to where it makes more financial sense for me to just stay home. Oh, so you're one of those moms that believes that once you become a mom, you should just quit your job and stay at home. You judge other moms at work, don't you? I knew you'd be that person. No. Just because I choose a different path than somebody else would choose doesn't mean I'm going to judge them for that decision they made. You saying that I'm judging women who choose to continue with their careers just because I chose to stay at home is like judging somebody who chooses to become an engineer instead of a doctor. Well, I would never do that. I could never quit my job to stay at home. Cool. No one's asking you to. That's your decision, and this is mine.
So I saw a post made by feminist on Instagram about the stay-at-home girlfriend and how it's this like trend apparently for white women to basically cuff up with a well-providing dude and live a soft life. And to me, as a feminist, if you're able to go do that. Because coming from someone who's been living in their quote unquote masculine energy their entire fucking life, I'm finally understanding what it's like to slow down. And I still feel guilty. Like I'm sitting here and I'm like, I should be doing this. I should be doing that. I should be doing this. But I also took care of two kids, whatever. I'm not going to go on a rant. Okay, so I'm currently reading Screaming on the Inside, and it's basically talking about American motherhood and how we're all screaming on the inside. And we're all conditioned to think that we are destined for career paths and motherhood and marriage and all these patriarchal constraints that, have been around for like ever, but it doesn't have to be that way. And I think we're all collectively finding that it's I'm calling it. I life should not be this way. I don't know what it should be and how it's going to be. However, there's gonna be a shift eventually, I think, in our culture, in our society, and I guess I'm just waiting for that wave to come through.
Some other women are slowly understanding that no one can have everything and not pay the price for it. They're learning this the hard way by feeling the crushing weight of being an independent woman that have their careers and also have to take care of their children without the help of men. Slowly, they're realizing that they were lied to, into believing that they are completely independent from men. After all, we are all from the same species, and both genders are needed to maintain it, especially when it comes to have a family. But then, I wonder what is it in society that tells women that they can have it all? What is this fairy tale that's being told for them that make them really believe that they deserve everything? And there you have it. This is the content that is flooding the internet today. Women that look to have a rich man to marry them. And not only that, every single mainstream media is continually showing unrealistic expectations that women should have from the world. I have no problem with self-esteem and positive thinking, but the kind of message that women are hearing is just way out of reality. And I think that's why most women have those unrealistic expectations from men today.
The best thing a man can ask you on a date is what do you bring to the table? Because two things straight away. If you want a masculine man and his masculine energy, he is not one. He has told you straight away that relationship cannot happen. Finished. Done. But the second thing is that man is so deep in his feminine energy that you could probably sit down, have a date with him, and learn from him how to be in it. Because even the concept of sitting down and thinking, what can this person do for me and what do they bring to the table? Is so in his receiving energy. The fact that he's even sitting there and having the audacity to say that is so deeply, like, I mean, I'm not even sure me and you can get that feminine, is so deeply in there that we got a lot to learn from this guy. If a being is in their masculine energy, male or female, they're thinking, what can I bring to the situation? That is why that's such a pivotal question, to find out if he is in it or not. If he's asked you it straight away, you know he's not in it.
Just because men expect something in the relationship doesn't mean that he's a lesser man. It's just natural that men will want to receive something in relationships, especially when so much is expected from them back. But the most interesting is that she describes his problem by saying his feminine energy is way too high. Like if only feminine energy is the one that have the right to gain something from the relationship. Basically, what happens today is that men don't have the right to say they want anything from relationships. Only women can do that. In the end, we don't have the right to expect a housewife, because then we will be misogynists. We don't have the right to be house dads, because then we are gonna be losers. We don't even have the right to expect anything from relationships, because our masculine energy doesn't allow us to do that. All that is left for us is to become millionaires, and then it will all be resolved, right? Well, I don't know about that.